Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to greet you on this broadcast. We invite you to join in the dialogue, the discussion each and every day as we face the issues we're going to be talking about today. We're witnessing biblical prophecy unfurled. Biblical prophecy jumping off the pages of the Word of God. You find in the Scripture the details of that. In fact, in Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 3, "And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Ladies and gentlemen, we see the storm clouds gathering. We're watching the preparation for a battle in the Middle East. We're watching the players come into place. We're watching the hand of God moving to carry out what He's already said in His Word. Zechariah, the 12th chapter, talks about it. Ezekiel 38 and 39 speaks of it. Matthew 24 talks of it. Mark, the 13th chapter, refers to it. We find throughout the Scripture the eschatological truth of the Word of God is coming to fruition every day as we see what God is doing on planet Earth. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number that reaches the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. Exciting show today as we talk about what God is doing. We see the prophetic text literally coming unfurled in daily newsprint and on the news today. We're watching Russia setting things in place. We're watching China on the fast track. We're watching Iran, old Persia, lifting its head up and getting into the last days of this prophetic world text that we're talking about. So tune in. Join in this broadcast. Dialing 831-0917 allows you to put in your 2 cents worth, as some have used the term. I'm looking at an article that says, "China ready to work with Russia to reset the global dominance," end quote. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that makes all the difference in your life and in mine. It is the truth book, as I call it. Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." We're living in a society today where most are not interested, not concerned, nonchalantly just turned aside from what is called truth. If you don't believe that, just watch the debate on the Socialist Network broadcast today. Watch the debate on the Communist Network News as they try to wrestle around with what really happened at Wuhan, China. Was it the wet market or was it the Wuhan virology lab that brought this about? Did China do it intentionally or was it released unintentionally? Just what are the real answers? I think some of the things that we'll talk about today, we'll touch on that as a side issue, of course, but I believe we see what is taking place very clearly. But it's Jesus that said in John 14, 6, "I am truth. I am truth." Then in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus made a de facto statement when he said, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, notwithstanding what anyone may say, notwithstanding what any party or political pundit might tell you. It's the Word of God that is the ultimate source of truth. It is not a matter of what a denominational dogma might say. It's not a matter of what an ideological bent from a political party might tell you. It's a matter of the truth of the Word of God. It is truth that is hated and despised by society today. George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It was former Senator Jim DeMint that made a provocative statement that I believe everyone should hear and understand. Jim DeMint warns, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He goes on to say, among other things, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the fundamental basics of truth. What is truth? Where do you find truth? How do you validate what is being said in society today, other than by the truth book, the Word of God? It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I say to you, that is the status, that is the position, that is the proposition that I make that every child of God, every Christian should depend upon, should hang on to, is to literally seek the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe we're rapidly approaching today in America, not around the world, notwithstanding that is the case also, but in America, when we will risk our lives for standing for the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's the home of the gigantic flag. You find it at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, 165-foot flagpole. Old Glory, the U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, are we witnessing biblical prophecy? I say we are. We're watching prophecy unfurled. We're watching biblical prophecy, the eschatological truth of the Word of God, just absolutely coming forefront today as perhaps never before. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is watching. Let me just clue you in, give you a little insight, give us a little understanding of some of the promulgating things that's taking place on the global scene today that brings this to the forefront. We're watching the hapless, cognitively unable Manchurian president, Trojan horse president, Joe Biden, as he stumbles across the stage of America and the globe. We're watching that take place, ladies and gentlemen. They're just wrapping up this week G7 meetings, and the world leaders are laughing at Joe Biden, laughing at our president, laughing at the weakness that is emulated in Joe Biden representing the United States of America. I've got a fistful of articles that from different perspectives laugh at Joe Biden by world leaders in the G7 summit. Ladies and gentlemen, world leaders are laughing at Joe Biden as he haplessly tries to communicate with leaders around the globe. Make no mistake, America is now at its weakest level, I believe, in the history of America. Listen to two or three of these articles briefly. World leaders laugh at Joe Biden after Boris Johnson has to remind Biden of something that just happened. Dateline June the 13th. Leaders laughed at President Joe Biden during a roundtable event at the G7 over the weekend after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had to remind Joe Biden of something that had just happened only moments before. Sky News posted the clip on social media, which showed Johnson, that's Boris Johnson, introducing world leaders who had just joined in the event. In the clip, Johnson introduced South African president, who was the only black leader in the room, And after Johnson introduced him, Biden introduced the president of South Africa and pointed at him in a manner that suggested he did not know that the man had just been introduced. Quote, to say how pleased I am to welcome those who have just joined us in some pretty spectacular weather, Johnson said. With them, Prime Minister Modi, and then others, and the president of South Africa, Biden, interjected, and the president of South Africa, as I say early on, Johnson responded. Oh, you did? Biden asked. The room erupted in laughter. Biden was widely mocked online after the incident, which with many describing it as an embarrassing moment for the United States of America. It was not only that moment during the G7 that Biden appeared to struggle as he repeatedly referred to Libya and spoke to the press. He was calling Libya for Syria and didn't understand the difference between the two. I believe we have Jim on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Delighted to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I watched that. All I could do was laugh. I mean, I hate to see it, but this same man is going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin, I think this week, if I remember correctly there, and Putin's going to eat his lunch. I mean, yes. He's just going to be like, there is no way.
Well, he's supposed to meet with him. He's to meet with him either today or tomorrow. And they, Biden, at Biden's request, they've shut out all international press. There'll be no press present to watch Joe Biden have a dialogue and discussion with Vladimir Putin. As you said, Vladimir Putin will eat his lunch. But Jim, one of the things that I'm seeing with these things taking place, it's emulating. It is showing forth, emulating through Joe Biden, the weakness of America. And it's causing all other nations, as sharks sensing blood, all of the nations, China in particular, Russia in particular, Iran in particular, and others, that's seeing the weakness of American president. And as a result of that, they're coming in for the kill. Do you see that? What do you sense in that? What are your insights as to what is taking place?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree there. Russia and China, to further their aims, I mean, China's got ambitions towards Taiwan and the South China Sea, and they want to lock down that area. Russia wants to basically take over the Black Sea and a better part of the Ukraine and exert their influence into the Mediterranean. They also want to use their energy production and natural gas to keep the Europeans in compliance. And the Europeans, well, they don't want to pay their obligations. They just want to get back to the good old days where they can fleece us and the taxpayers for everything they can to keep their socialist agenda going.
Absolutely. And Joe Biden shuts down the XL pipeline in America and opens up or allows and authorizes Russia to open its pipeline, the oil pipeline and gas, natural gas, for all of Europe so that Russia can dominate all of Europe. But we're watching, Jim, it is, we see these things happening, and from the natural we see them as nations and as national leaders, but many times I think we fail to recognize that it's the hand of God that's moving these things, and all of these entities, all of these powers, all of these national leaders, it seems to be focused on what is happening in the Middle East, what is happening in Israel. Israel is God's eschatological timepiece. Israel is God's hour hand. Jerusalem is God's minute hand. As we watch what is taking place in the Middle East, we see these things fomenting and coming about, and all of them seem to be focusing, as we'll talk about on the broadcast today, focusing in on what is taking place in Israel with all of the eyes on Israel. Jim, I don't know about you, but when I see these things taking place, though I'm saddened to see America's weakness, I'm saddened to see the sharks in the tank smelling blood of weakness through Joe Biden, but at the same time, I'm excited to recognize and to fully realize and watch the eschatological prophetic text jump off the pages in the Word of God. None of this is taking God by surprise, and I am thankful to know that God is still on the throne. He's still in control, but we just need to keep looking up, lifting up our heads, realizing that our redemption draws nigh. But, Jim, thank you so much for your input. Amen. You're spot on. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about witnessing biblical prophecy. And part of that biblical prophecy is watching the global leaders, watching the world leaders come in as sharks in the tank, seeing the weakness of America through sleepy Joe Biden, China Joe, as some have nicknamed him. I'm looking at an article and it says, yikes, Joe Biden completely goes off the rails, confusing Syria with Libya. As I wrote, this article says, June 13th is the date of it, Biden got confused at the G7 meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson after other world leaders, and Johnson had to correct him. Then the Prime Minister, that's Boris Johnson, waved twice to shut down what he was saying while the other leaders laughed, and Biden looked confused in an embarrassing display. Biden gave a horrible solo press conference. He talked about getting in trouble with his staff if he didn't call from pre-approved list of reporters, got cognitively unable and combative when asked a question, and gave the weirdest response ever. He also seemed weak when he was asked why he wasn't going to join the press conference with Vladimir Putin, and said that he wasn't looking to get into conflict with Russia. If I can just translate this, ladies and gentlemen, when the press conference, the press asked Biden why he was not going to have the press conference with Vladimir Putin, he said, "I'm not looking to get into any conflict with Russia." That was his weak, anemic answer. Further, he says, Biden also showed how confused he really was when he was confused about Syria and Libya. Not just once, but three times. This was just really bad and terrible thing to show on a world stage. Biden said, "We can work," this is a quote now from Biden, "we can work with Russia, for example, in Libya, that they should be providing vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble." Biden clearly started to get lost in what he was trying to say, and looked despairingly at his notes, using filler words as he tried to read the notes. Russia has engaged in activities which we believe are contrary to international norms, he said. Russia has bitten off some big problems they're going to have trouble dealing with, such as the rebuilding of Syria, Libya. They're there. He finished by saying he hopes they can find an accommodation with Russia that can save the lives of the people in Libya. He's talking about Syria all the time. He's calling Syria Libya. This goes further. Every time he said Libya, it should have been Syria. Russia isn't Libya. The grandpa disaster, Joe doesn't seem to even grasp. Unfortunately, for him, there's only so much that the notes can provide for him. They can't help you when you have no idea what you're saying. They never should have let him go to the G7 because it is a disaster for America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching cognitively depleted Joe Biden on a world stage. And as he is on the world stage, it is evident to the world and the global leaders in the G7 that Joe Biden is not able to lead as the president of the United States of America. And as a result of that, Joe Biden is bringing about laughter and mockery for America. And the sharks are coming in, as I'm calling it. That is Russia and China and Iran and the things that's taking place there. Joe Biden will make Jimmy Carter look like a strongman world leader as you look back at history. Up until now, we've looked at Jimmy Carter as being the weakest, most inept, stumbling, bumbling president the United States has ever had. And I believe Joe Biden, in perspective, will make Jimmy Carter look like a national strongman. Remember, the world has known what Carter was like. The world has seen Carter on display in history past. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the world knows that Biden was not legally elected. And knowing that he was not legally elected and seeing him in his weakened physical cognitive condition causes the world to not only laugh, and they're laughing publicly. Behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, they're carrying out what they want to do as far as global dominance around the world. ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden just recently gave about $350 million to the, and it was taxpayer money, $350 million of taxpayers' money to Hamas. And immediately, ladies and gentlemen, after giving that money to Hamas, we watched the rockets flying over Tel Aviv and into Jerusalem as a result of those rockets being bought and paid for by tax dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it was immediately after that $350 million was dispersed. It's because Joe Biden is groveling at the feet of the Iranian leaders, pleading with them, begging with them to allow them and him to get back into the nuclear deal that President Donald J. Trump canceled. And he did so wisely to protect the interest of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, those taxpayer dollars went immediately to Hamas and to the jihadist there in that region that wants to destroy the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we all witnessed Russian financed. Listen, they were Russian financed Iranian rockets, 4,500 of them that were fired into Israel. Listen to what I'm saying. Notice the connectivity. They were Russian financed Iranian made rockets supplied to Hamas, the Palestinian organization that's made up of nothing but the Arab jihadists that want to destroy the nation of Israel. 4,500 of those rockets went into Tel Aviv and to Jerusalem. By the way, 700 of them dropped off their chartered course and fell back on the jihadists in Gaza and killing dozens of people, of which then they're blaming on the international stage, the international scene. Now they're blaming those deaths on Israel, making Israel the scapegoat. And there are a lot of folks in Washington today, Ilhan Omar and AOC, Bernie Sanders, and others that are now wanting to block any financial aid to Israel that historically we've done for history past to protect and to preserve and to stand with the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden sides with the enemies. He sides with all of the enemies of Israel. Here's an article that says the Palestinian Authority government courted by President Joe Biden with hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars released a music video last month encouraging Palestinians to step on the U.S. and Israeli flags. Ladies and gentlemen, they were marching in the street, burning the flags, using the millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, furnished by Joe Biden out of the U.S. taxpayers' pockets. And their design purpose, their desire, is to destroy Israel and the great Satan, which they refer to as America, as the great Satan, and Israel. They are the enemies of the nation of Israel. They are the enemies of America. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find under the Biden administration the buckling to the demands by the Islamic jihadists out of Hamas that's demanding that we again supply them the armament to be able to fund terrorists on a global basis. They are the globe's greatest sponsor of terrorism, and it's being funded again by the United States taxpayers. Joe Biden sides with the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says Australian TV host brutalizes Biden for being determined to weaken America and to embolden all of our enemies. This article says Biden, he's hammering Biden for being determined to weaken America's standing, her military strength, and emboldening all of her enemies to come out against America. The Biden administration pushed to go green and force its friends and allies like Australia to do the same, even as China is allowing to keep emitting and growing willy-nilly, is also going to weaken America's ability to protect anything in America and the power around the world, and said bad news for all of us with this weakening of America. He further says, now as enemies circle, Biden is also proposing making cuts in the real terms to American national defense budget. And yet the biggest so-called improvements in the U.S. military under Biden have it involved, yes, making sure that the Special Operations Command has a chief of diversity. The result of projecting weakness, according to Morrow, this writer, is that China and Russia will exploit such weaknesses. And ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely what we see today. China and Russia exploiting what they see as the weakness of America because of what they see on the national scene, especially at the G7 summit, what the world leaders have seen as the babbling Joe Biden that does not know where he is most of the time. Joe Biden is not in control of Joe Biden. They have prepared a huge sheaf of documents and talking points and notes for Joe Biden to try to stay on track. But Joe Biden is not cognitively able to read his notes and to listen to the prompting to understand what to say and do. As a result of that, it's bringing about major, major, major view from the world leaders of the weakness of America. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, it could cause major catastrophic response and results, especially for the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we have watched these things take place, and the world is also watching. I'm looking at an article that says Israel launched deadly airstrikes on Gaza Monday in response to a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas and other Palestinian militants amid spiraling violence sparked by unrest at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. And it goes on to talk about the missiles that were, or the rockets that were fired from Gaza. That's from Hamas. That's the Palestinians. That there are the jihadists that want to destroy Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, that's bought and paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars. And it's a shame that we're seeing that take place. But in the midst of that, listen, we see compounding of the problem. We see the compounding of the issues and the weaknesses that's viewed by China and Russia. Benjamin Netanyahu, which had led the nation of Israel for 12 years with strength, with stability, with an ironclad position of protecting the Israelis from the Islamic jihadists, and with President Donald J. Trump being the greatest presidential ally with the nation of Israel, President Trump was able to bring about the Abrahamic Accord, which brought together five Islamic nations to have peace with the nation of Israel. It was Donald J. Trump that gave us the embassy in Jerusalem and made Jerusalem the capital of Israel once again. And that's been the Israeli capital for 4,000 years, according to the biblical record. But President Donald J. Trump recognized that and honored them for that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching Sleepy Joe, China Joe, cognitively disabled Joe, now today stumbling across the world stage, showing weakness for America. And now with Benjamin Netanyahu no longer in office, Benjamin Netanyahu has not gone back into office. I'm looking at an article. Along with Biden administration came attacks on Israel and Jews worldwide, this article says. The only safe place for Jews in the Middle East is Israel, and this small country is under attack. Along with this, Jews worldwide are experiencing an increase in hate and violence from the left. We've reported on the differences between Israel and Hamas. While Hamas sends bombs into Israel, hoping to kill anyone, the small country of Israel is strategic in nature and warns innocents when bombs are coming in. But along with the violence against the Middle East, violence against Jews worldwide appear to have increased, as well as the dwindling and the babbling of Joe Biden and the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes into great detail as to the number of Jews that have been expelled from the Islamic nations around the globe and what is taking place in relationship to that. But one of the primary things, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about it after the break, is the fact that after Benjamin Netanyahu was not reelected, then as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the sharks, if you will, come in now that think that somehow, some way, with the new leader, that they can override what President Trump had done, what Benjamin Netanyahu had done, to come in to destroy the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll be back in about 1 minute. Don't turn your dial. We're going to look at the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39, what God is doing and what we see taking place eschatologically.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.